Therapy Chat Podcast, episode 221.
This is the Therapy Chat Podcast with Laura Reagan, LCSWC. The information shared in this podcast is not a substitute for seeking help from a licensed mental health professional. And now, here's your host, Laura Reagan, LCSWC.
Try Therapy Notes, the number one rated electronic health record system available today. With live telephone support 7 days a week, it's clear why Therapy Notes is rated 4.9 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot and has a 5-star rating on Google. Therapy Notes makes billing, scheduling, note-taking, and telehealth incredibly easy. And now, for all you prescribers out there, Therapy Notes is proudly introducing ePrescribe. Try it today with no strings attached and see why everyone is switching to Therapy Notes, now featuring ePrescribe. You can get 2 months free by using promo code CHAT at therapynotes.com. Trauma Therapist Network is a website to learn about trauma and how it shows up in our lives and to find a trauma therapist. Go to traumatherapistnetwork.com to find a trauma therapist near you today.
Are you going through menopause or perimenopause? It can be a struggle to find comfort in your body with night sweats, hot flashes, and so many other uncomfortable symptoms. Hormone Harmony is a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause, created by Happy Mammoth. They are dedicated to making women's lives easier using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout women's lives. So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold. Hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and feeling tired all the time. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code CHAT at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code CHAT for 15% off today. Hi, welcome back to Therapy Chat. Today, I am very happy to be bringing you an interview with my friend, Kara Bowling. Kara Bowling, MSW, LCSWC, is a somatic psychotherapist near Baltimore, Maryland. She works with adults and young adults who feel the struggle of absent or unsatisfying relationships, with people who have experienced trauma, and with parents who need extra support during the toddler and teenage years. Kara lives in Baltimore with her husband and two precious children. She enjoys singing and making things. She is the author of the new book, The Therapist's Guide to Being Pregnant. I always love talking with Kara. She's such a cool person and so mellow. I feel calmer just being around her. I hope you will find this interview interesting. I love that Kara has written a book specifically for therapists about getting pregnant and how that can affect our clinical practice. So I hope that you'll find it interesting as well. Therapy Chat Podcast wouldn't exist without the support of its listeners. If you'd like to become a member, please go to patreon.com/therapychat. By making a $1 per month donation, you can help Therapy Chat keep going over the long haul. Thank you for your support. My guest today is Kara Bowling, LCSWC. Kara, thank you so much for being my guest on Therapy Chat today.
Thanks for having me, Laura.
You're welcome. I'm so excited to talk to you. Listeners may not know that we're friends outside of podcasting.
And
And I'm so excited because you have a really big thing that you recently birthed. You birthed a big thing.
I did. That's the way to put it.
You actually birthed two big things recently, but one of them is your book. So I'm dying to talk to you about it. But before we even get into that, let's just start off by you telling our audience a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Sure. So I am a clinical social worker and a somatic psychotherapist, and I practice in Ellicott City, Maryland, and I work with adults and young adults who are struggling in their relationships and maybe have some trauma history that's getting in the way of, you know, how they're doing. And I also help parents who need extra, a little extra support during the toddler and teenage years. So I do some parent kind of coaching to help them connect with their kids and what their kids need. That's me professionally.
Yeah. Do you want to say anything more that isn't professional? You don't
well,
have to.
Then you mentioned birthing earlier. So I'll say in the past 3.5 years, I have in fact birthed 3 huge major things, 2 of them being children. And they're just the most adorable things I've ever known. And the 3rd one being this book.
Yes. So your book is called The Therapist's Guide to Being Pregnant.
Yeah.
And why don't you just tell us a little bit about why you made this book and how it all came to be?
Sure.
A little or a lot.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, I don't know, 4 years ago or so, I was pregnant for the first time. I was working in an agency setting, and I had a private practice part-time on the side. And I got pregnant and I thought, oh my God, okay, I don't know what I'm doing with this whole pregnancy thing. And then I thought, oh, and there are all these books, you know, if you don't know what you're doing, like with pregnancy, there's so many books that tell you about pregnancy, and there's apps, and they tell you about labor and delivery, and they tell you about postpartum, you know, and stuff. But then I thought, and oh my God, I'm going to be pregnant like in front of my clients. And I'm going to have to like show up with a very personal part of myself in a way I never have before. I won't have a choice about it because I'll be showing that I'm growing a life inside my body. What's that going to look like? And I had so many questions and I didn't really find good places to get the answers to my questions. So the seeds of this started, you know, were like planted back then. And at the time, you know, I had a supervisor and, you know, clinical supervisor. And so I had some people to talk to about it. But then when I got pregnant a second time, a couple years ago, I was full time in private practice. And I was like, you know, when your kids are small and then they like grow up, you forget what the early time is like.
Yeah.
And the same thing happened for me with pregnancy. I was like, oh my God, I don't remember what I did. I don't remember how I did it. I don't remember, you know? Mm-hmm. So I started to look for the information again, you know, to answer some of my questions. And honestly, that second time, my biggest question was, get ready for it, Laura.
I'm bracing myself.
What if I'm sitting with a client in my first trimester and I get morning sickness and I puke? That was my
biggest
question. That's
a fair question.
Isn't that so scary to think about? Like, what if you're sitting with your client and like you're not really ready to share that you're pregnant, right? But you are secretly. And then you feel like you're gonna literally vomit. What do you do? And I it sounds funny, right? But like that was probably the thing that started me on this entire journey to write this book, because I was so nervous about what if I puke in session with client. So how's that for an origin story?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's funny too, because I know that we are both in a Facebook group with a lot of therapists who are mm-hmm. moms. Mm-hmm. And I've seen people post that question, you know, like, mm-hmm. what do you do? Like, how have you handled this? And
yeah,
so now I always say, well, as a matter of fact, Kara just came out with a book. But, you know, before that, I wouldn't really know how to answer because, you know, my kids are now adults, but, and I wasn't a therapist mm-hmm. when I was pregnant,
yeah.
but I was that first trimester, mm-hmm. really throughout both pregnancies, I felt so nauseous all yeah. the time, all yeah. the time.
It really changes the way you function in the world. It, you know, requires a lot more energy of you. Your body's doing all this, you know, new stuff. And, you know, if you're going to continue on in your professional career when your body is doing all this, you know, new stuff that really throws you off, it can be hard to figure out how to do that. And, you know, when I started writing this book, I didn't know about Facebook group and all of my therapist friends were like you, you know, they're therapists now, but when they were starting to have their kids, they weren't in the same position. So,
yeah. So then even for that person who's trying to guide you, I would think mm-hmm. that it's removed from their present experience. So they don't yeah. really. But you know, the thing that there's something that's like coming to the forefront of my mind while we're talking that mm-hmm. based on knowing you and what I've seen that you've written about your book, I also sense that you are kind of coming at this a little bit differently from, you know, like, I don't know if this is even like cool to read anymore, but back when I was pregnant, it was like what to expect when you're expecting. And it was very concrete, like mm-hmm. week one, week 12, mm-hmm. week 26. And it was concrete, like your baby will be this size. You may be feeling mm-hmm. some of these symptoms, but I sense that what you've written is more, I could be wrong, so please correct me, but yeah. it seems like it's more of a holistic approach, like in like tending to yourself.
Yeah.
Not just the planning for what you're going to do about your practice.
Yeah, that is actually such an important part of this whole journey is you really can't just focus on your baby and your business. I mean, you have to think about your body and what your body needs. And, you know, some of us are really good at self-care, but honestly, like, I think therapists can sometimes struggle with that, even when we tell our clients, like, mm-hmm. self-care is so important and this is how you can get it. It can be hard for us to do. I mean, we're human too, right? And we're humans in this society that's very go, go, go,
right?
Too. And then you get pregnant and all of a sudden, like all the things that your body needs really, really, you know, expands. Like I remember with my first pregnancy, I wasn't thinking about that. I was like, I was just focusing on business professional stuff. And, you know, like, what's the nursery going to look like? Or
that's what our culture tells you to do.
Yeah,
it's like,
right.
Just act like everything's normal. Don't change anything about how you operate in your day-to-day life, except buy things and mm-hmm. plan cute outfits and decorating.
Mm-hmm. Like get your maternity clothes on point. Exactly.
Yeah. And how are you going to get that body back in shape in time?
Exactly.
After you have that baby.
Exactly.
Which I thought
about that
patriarchal.
Too, which is probably for another entire episode, but
yeah.
Totally. So yeah, I do talk about that in the book. And you know, the book doesn't really talk, I mean, what to expect when you're expecting is a great resource. I was encouraged by friends not to read it. No offense to the authors or anything, but there's a lot of like, these are the worst case scenarios that can happen. Mm-hmm. And that can be hard to hear.
I thought it also might be kind of outdated.
It might be. I think they probably update it, you know, regularly. But there are some pretty cool new voices on the, you know, preparing for baby scene. Like there's a book called, I think it's called Nurture. I'll have to look it up. Anyway, it probably is one of those like older fashioned books. And I wanted this book to sound like the way I talk and not like an encyclopedia of wisdom or something like that, because I'm just one person with, you know, one experience, and there's no way that one book can describe all the things, can say all the things that someone needs it to say. And so, yeah.
Well, I like the I know how you are and the way your energy feels. And if that comes through in the book, I think it'll be a wonderful resource for people because, you know, I know that it's like a planner style, which I think is really cool. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. there are prompts, you know, I'll say a little bit about this or that, and then there'll be sections that's called Let's Break This Down, where there are prompts, and then you can make your notes about what you think and how you think you might handle this or that thing. There are also checklists at the end of each section so that you can keep on track with the timeline and the tasks that you might want to accomplish within each trimester. So it's got a little bit of that planner vibe to it.
Yeah, it sounds like it's sort of, I got the impression that, again, I might be reading into things, but I got the impression that it's kind of like addressing different ways that people take in information and providing it. You know, maybe you only have time to look through a checklist, or maybe mm-hmm. you have time to really sit and reflect and you want to do some journal prompts and, mm-hmm. you know, and then mm-hmm. other times maybe you just want to, you know how it is when you're pregnant, or if you have, especially if this isn't your first child, like mm-hmm. you just have limited time.
So yeah. Like
turning to chapter on, yep. you know, the second trimester or whatever.
Yep. I mean, it's pretty digestible book. It's not very long, and so you could probably get through it in like a couple days, you know. Yeah, I mean, anyway. Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Yes. Basically.
Yeah, so that's a yes on that. So I'm thinking, I don't know, my mind is just starting to work like a lot of different thoughts about this as we're talking yeah. about it, but you were mentioning to me before that you didn't really like say to yourself, I'm going to sit down and write a book. It was like a different experience. I don't know if you want to share that mm-hmm. with our
yeah,
listeners, but can you tell me how this all came to you?
Well, totally. What I said before about like, what if I puke during a session? That was, you know, kind of a motivating factor. But once I looked around and couldn't find the answers I was looking for, or I really, this book, I kind of channeled it. I didn't have to make myself sit down and write it. It just kind of kept coming to me, and in the style that I wrote it in too, you know, that's kind of conversational and kind of sounds like me and quirky and sometimes attempting to be funny and sometimes landing that and sometimes not way. And so I was just, it was a really satisfying creative experience actually, because I would have these moments where I would sit down and I would organize something I had just been thinking through. And I'd have these other moments where I would safely pull my car over to the side of the road in order to dictate a thought into my phone. As I said before, yes, always never use your phone while driving, folks. So yeah, it just kind of came to me, which was really cool.
Yeah. Just natural. Just like birth.
Yeah. Just like birth.
Yeah.
It's just going to happen.
Yeah. And you just got to get out of the way.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, something that I'm thinking about is how we, when becoming a parent for the first time, it's like such a new and scary experience, and how, mm-hmm. you know, you want to, I don't know, maybe everyone's not like this, but you want to feel some control over what's going to happen.
Oh God. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know? So
when yeah.
I was becoming a mom for the first time, it was like basically the control that I could mm-hmm. find was finding out what to expect when I was expecting and mm-hmm. making a birth plan.
Yep.
But then what I found out is mm-hmm. that birth plans don't always go as planned. Labor and delivery mm-hmm. doesn't always go as planned.
Hashtag never.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So oh, man.
Yeah. And you were sharing with me before that, mm-hmm. you know, your birth story plays into how this came to be as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, when I was pregnant for the first time, I have very strong opinions about how the medical community treats women who are pregnant, and both throughout their pregnancies and during, you know, labor and childbirth and postpartum too. And, you know, it was like, this is the thought that I had in my head, Laura. It's like, I know all this stuff, and I'm going to do everything that I can to control this, that, and the other thing in order to rise above. It's like you had to put on this, many women, I think, have this experience of having to put on this like armor mm-hmm. When they're preparing for their birth experience. So I was very much like that, you know. I was like, and also, Laura, and I think this is the thing that therapists in private practice do, especially because it's so hard to feel like, or to get to a place where you feel like your business is financially viable or successful. Mm-hmm. I was going to not only rise above and like be a warrior, you know, in my pregnancy and birth experience, but I was also going to do it alone, Laura, by mm-hmm. instead of hiring a doula, which hashtag hire a doula, I was going to read the book on, you know,
you just become your own doula.
Yeah, just become my own doula and encourage my husband, who had practically no child experience at all, to
never
also
even seen
read the
a baby.
Book. Poor man. This poor man is so amazing.
He had to read the doula book too.
He read it with me. He did. He followed right along with me. He's amazing. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, and how do you think that went for me, Laura? Not well.
I imagine it may have backfired.
It did. It was very hard to have be in the hospital and have things not go the way that I, and actually to have things go the way that I'd always heard other women tell stories about it going, and to feel like all the things that I wanted to protect myself and my baby from, now I can't. It's like happening. Mm. Like he was 2 weeks late, which isn't uncommon for a first, you know, pregnancy, but it was because he was sunny side up. So his face was facing forward instead of toward my spine. And so so I didn't want Pitocin, I didn't want a medicated birth, I didn't want an epidural, and I wanted to have a vaginal birth. And I got Pitocin, and I got an epidural, and I got a cesarean for my first childbirth experience. And, you know,
there can be a lot of grief with that.
There was a huge amount of grief
and trauma
with that. Yeah. So when I was writing the book, then, you know, during my second pregnancy, I was also processing a lot of the trauma of my first birth experience, and really realizing the ways that I was getting in my own way by not reaching out for support and by trying to manage everything. And so, you know, there's a little bit of that like learning in there too. My second birth was wildly different. I wanted to have a home birth my second time around. And so I hired a home birth midwife who was amazing, and her whole team was amazing. I hired a doula who is amazing. You know, if you want to put links to all of their businesses in the show notes, I mean, I can't say enough amazing things about the team that I had around me for the second time. And still at the nth hour, I think I was, I don't know, a week shy of 40 weeks. So that equals 39 weeks, Laura. I developed this condition called cholestasis, which don't ask me to explain, it doesn't matter, but which meant I wouldn't be able to have a home birth. Mm. I was going to have my birth in the hospital, and which was like, oh my God, it's going to happen again. But I think because I had so much more support on my side the second time around, I had a very different experience. I mean, like, again, I wasn't controlling it by having support, but it just felt different, even though I didn't have the exact birth plan that I wanted to have. So those are the snippets I would say, you know, about my birth stories. Yeah.
Therapists, we've all had that moment. You wake up in the middle of the night. Oh my gosh, did I do my notes? Well, you don't have to worry about that anymore when you use Therapy Notes. Therapy Notes makes it easy to write your notes, get them done quickly, but thoroughly. My group practice has used Therapy Notes for 6 years, and everyone always finds it easy to use. But the best thing is, if you do need help, you can call their customer service number and a person answers the phone. And anytime I've ever had to use it, which is maybe 3 times in the past 6 years, my issue has been resolved easily with a cheerful demeanor in 15 minutes or less. So I highly recommend Therapy Notes. And don't forget, go to therapynotes.com and use promo code CHAT to get 2 free months.
The Institute for Creative Mindfulness is the EMDR therapy training brainchild of Dr. Jamie Marich, a clinician and author who's on a mission to confront stigma around mental health, trauma, and dissociation. The Institute, informed by Jamie's work, teaches a somatic, expressive, bottom-up approach to EMDR therapy that does not treat dissociation like a dirty word. ICM empowers their students to navigate dissociation as a normal response to trauma and stress when it shows up. Dr. Jamie Marich is out and proud on various levels about her own recovery and is a strong believer in the healing capacities of EMDR therapy and helping our clients to heal from the impact of trauma. I and 2 of my team members have been trained by the Institute for Creative Mindfulness directly with Jamie, and I was impressed with how dissociation really was treated as just a normal aspect of trauma therapy work, which it is. Both Jamie and the consultants were matter of fact about if and when dissociation arises, it's okay, it's normal, and here's how you can help the client in that situation. The Institute for Creative Mindfulness is offering a coupon code to save 15% off any program offered by ICM. This includes their EMDR therapy basic training programs and a wide variety of their home study, advanced topics, and other CE offerings. Go to instituteforcreativemindfulness.com and use promo code 15OFF for listeners. There's a link in the show notes. You can copy the promo code and use the link right there in the show notes to make it easy.
We all know that small actions can make a big difference in our lives. I know for me, I can be in a terrible mood, go out somewhere and see a stranger, make eye contact and just smile at them and find suddenly I feel good. Whether it's practicing mindfulness a few minutes each day, movement practices, small actions can have big benefits, like how taking care of your gut can support whole body health. Seeds DSO1 Daily Symbiotic benefits your gut, skin, and heart health in just 2 little capsules a day. Your body is an ecosystem, and great health starts in the gut. Your gut is a central hub for various pathways through the body, and a healthy gut microbiome means benefits for digestion, skin health, heart health, our immune systems, and more. Trust your gut with Seeds DSO1 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/living and use code 25LIVING to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seeds DSO1 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/living, code 25LIVING.
Yeah, I mean, and that's very helpful. I mean, just hearing that, to me, it's like you can plan, but you can't control. But yeah, the important exactly. message of allowing yourself to receive support. And if your book is helping pregnant therapists to identify and focus on where they may need support and what kind of support they want.
Right.
I think that could be hugely beneficial.
Yeah, I really do try to stay in that lane.
Yeah.
With the book.
And so why don't you just tell our listeners, sort of give them like an overview of what's mm-hmm. really in the book.
Sure. So the book is broken down into 3 sections based on trimester. So first, second, and third trimester. And in each of those sections, you know, the book, what I'm trying to do in the book is to help people be able to look at the kind of the experiences you might have, especially in your therapy room during that trimester, and the decisions that you might be faced with in each trimester, both clinical decisions and, you know, small business decisions. And so, you know, in the first trimester, it's a lot about how to get through because, you know, a lot of us have, actually, I don't know if it's a lot of us, maybe 50% of people have, you know, morning sickness, but, you know, there are all kinds of things that can happen to bodies in the first trimester. There's morning sickness, but there's also exhaustion, mm-hmm. And things like that. And also in the first trimester, a really important thing to think about is financial planning for maternity leave. You know, like if you have any intention of having children in your life, you know, whether it is through birth or adoption, and you have your own private practice or small business, you should probably start planning for that right now, because clinically and professionally, it is absolutely feasible to take a month's long break from your business. But it's really important to have some financial planning in place so that, you know, some of the ongoing expenses that you have are covered, your family expenses, however you contribute to your family expenses during your leave, are covered. So you have that peace of mind to just be home in your sweatpants, nursing a baby or sticking a bottle in somebody's mouth.
And resting and recovering.
And resting and recovering. Thank you, Laura. And not thinking about your business and not answering emails and not worrying about how bills are going to be paid. And all that takes, you know, planning. So that's the first trimester. Second trimester is like the biggest part of the book, I think, because there's so many, most of the clinical decision-making that you have is in the second trimester. The second trimester is when at some point you're probably going to start telling your clients, you know, this is what's happening in my life and this is how it will affect you in our work together. And these are my plans for, you know, a leave of absence. And also, you know, for the reality that plans change and that control is an illusion, especially when you're pregnant. Mm-hmm. A due date is an estimate. It is not something that you can depend on in terms of when your baby is going to show up in the world. And then there's always things that sometimes happen that we don't expect to happen that, you know, we need to be mentally and emotionally as prepared as we can for. And we also need to have, you know, some understanding of how to and do some work with helping our clients be prepared for those inevitabilities or those unpredictabilities too. So that's the second trimester. And then what do you do in the third trimester? You sort of like make sure all your ducks are in a row for the end of things. And you know, might be doing a little more self-care because third trimester is when your body starts to really tell you that this is a thing. You know, one of my midwives said that, I don't know like where she got this fact, but that being pregnant is like running a marathon. Being pregnant is like running a marathon. It is exhausting, especially in the third trimester when your belly starts to get bigger and bigger. So some of those things are in the book, in that part of the book. And then also a position that I take, which not everyone may agree with, but that I think is pretty important in terms of therapeutic relationship, that when you're preparing your clients in the third trimester for your maternity leave, paternity leave, parental leave, you might want to find a way to say goodbye. And that doesn't mean, you know, I'll never see you again. But when you, you know, go away on September 7th, which is, or September 1st, which is when I stopped working with this last babe, and then you come back on January 1st, you're not going to be able to pick up right where you left off before. It's going to be different. you're going to kind of need to get to know each other in a different way. And so in the process of saying, quote, goodbye, what you get to do is you get to celebrate all the work that you've done with your clients over, you know, the past however many months or years you've been working with them, which I think is really important clinically. And yes. I think sometimes we can become, we can feel afraid of that because, you know, then we think, oh, well, if I say goodbye to my client, then they won't come back. But if they, if they're really done, then you'll really know, and they'll really know. Like, if they're ready to take a break, then isn't that such a gift to give them, to be able to celebrate all the work that they've done and to celebrate the decision that they, you know, have made? Not everyone is going to leave you inevitably. Your clients, the clients that really want to keep working with you, they are going to come back. And you will attract new clients when you come back from your parental leave. But anyway, so that's a position that I take that is, I think, important work to consider, at least in the third trimester. So that's the book, Laura.
Yeah.
There it is.
Well, and I agree with you that that is really important to do. And even though you may not, your clients may not stop working with you, you're going to be a different person when you come back too.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. In more ways than you can imagine. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think it's a beautiful opportunity. I feel like there's so much clinical. It's like one way to think about it when I see people asking these questions, it's like, how soon should I tell my clients I'm pregnant? Mm-hmm. And some of my clients may be triggered by this. And, you know, it's like, this is happening. It's in the room.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can like try to control and manage and pretend it's not, but it's still happening.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. It may be triggering for some of your clients. So how are you going to work with that?
Yeah.
Are you going to work with whatever comes up for you when they get triggered and what,
exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
So there's so much like depth mm-hmm. and richness to what can be explored that you didn't have the opportunity to do before because this wasn't happening in the room.
Exactly. It's a huge opportunity for growth for you, for your client, and the relationship that you have with them. It's huge.
Yeah. And I think it's beautiful too, in that you can't hide it. So, you know, that whole idea of like being a blank slate is throw that out the
can't
window.
Can't do it.
Because now they know that, you know, if you're a female identified person who's mm-hmm. pregnant, you had sex. Now they know
yeah.
that you've had sex.
Yeah. If you're female identified and you're pregnant in that room, you had sex and your client can see it and can sense that.
And you're going to become a mother, and then you'll be a mother, and that will be, you know, so it's like.
Yeah. And that could be hard for them in ways too. Right.
Yeah.
It's like I don't know. I don't want to get into details like this because for every single one of your clients, it's going to be a little bit different. And it's so interesting how different it can be. Their individual experience of your pregnancy. If somebody tells you like they're fine, they're not having any reaction at all, that's probably something to be explored in and of itself.
Or if they don't notice.
Yeah, or if they don't
the whole
notice.
9 months.
Mm-hmm. Which I have had happen. Not the whole 9 months, because obviously at some point I tell.
Yeah.
But I told, yeah.
Well, I think this sounds beautiful. And I'm so excited for you, so happy for you. And I know that you are sharing a lot on Instagram right now and other social media about the book and helping people realize like how it helps. I think that it sounds so cool.
Yeah, thank you, Laura. This is actually, you know, deciding to finish this book and put it out into the world meant, and to self-publish it, by the way, meant that I was going to have to finally have an Instagram account. Mm-hmm. So it's been a real learning process, and it's fun, you know, when I feel like I have the time for it.
You seem like a total pro.
Oh, thank you. My God. But like, I have Canva to thank for that. Mm-hmm. You know, like to create and to think about the material that's in the book in different ways, how to explain it or talk about it in different ways, but also to engage. There's a hugely rich community of people online and especially therapists on Instagram. So that's pretty cool. Hey, Laura, one thing that I'm remembering that I kind of just want to say, because it's not really evident in the title of the book or anything, but is that the book is in the book, I have made an effort in writing the book to use gender neutral language, because not all pregnant people identify as women. And so there's no like, hey, mama, you know, language in there. In fact, I don't use mama or mother, I think, in the book at all. There's no mention of the word mama or mother. So I think if you're a woman and you, if you identify as a woman and you read this book, it's going to feel supernatural to you. But also if you identify as, you know, non-binary, it's also hopefully going to be easily readable too.
I'm glad you mentioned that. And yeah, that's an important aspect. I know that's who you are, is to be very cognizant of all the possibilities and to be very sensitive about including and not excluding anyone.
Yeah, we're all humans here on this planet.
Well, I think that this book is an important contribution to this human family that we are, and I'm so glad that you created it.
Thank you.
I wish I could release this before tomorrow, when you and me, with a huge group of your fans and supporters, are going to be at the Bloom Room in Baltimore.
We are, yes.
For your book launch party.
That would be fun, but it's going to be fun anyway. It's going to be a fun party.
So by the time every one of you listening hears this, that will have already happened. And maybe by then you'll already have heard that Kara Bowling is a New York Times bestselling author, but you can say, I heard her when.
We shall see, Laura. We shall see.
So Kara, where can people find your book?
Yeah, the book is on, you can order it from barnesandnoble.com. You can order it on Amazon if you're into that. And you can also order it from a website called IndieBound, which connects to local booksellers in your area. And my hope is to one day get this book on a local Baltimore bookstore shelf. We got to support our local businesses, don't we?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
If you really don't care about writing your thoughts down, you can also get the book on Apple as an ebook version, too.
Oh, you mean if you don't want to use it as a workbook style? Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. So what about for people who want to find out more about working with you as their therapist? Where can they find you?
Sure. You can visit me at karabowling.com. That's K-A-R-A. B as in boy, O-L-L-I-N-G.
Perfect. And I will put links in the show notes to your website and a link for them to pick up the book. I think this is really needed. I'm so excited. I'm honored that you're even letting me come to your party. And thank you for taking the time to talk with me today on Therapy Chat.
Thank you so much for having me, Laura.
Thanks so much for listening to my interview with Kara Bowling. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. I think this book is something that has been missing and something that many therapists who are planning to get pregnant or who are pregnant will find very helpful. Until next time, be well. Thank you so much for listening to Therapy Chat.
Try Therapy Notes, the number one rated electronic health record system, available today. With live telephone support 7 days a week, it's clear why Therapy Notes is rated 4.9 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot and has a 5-star rating on Google. Therapy Notes makes billing, scheduling, note-taking, and telehealth incredibly easy. And now, for all you prescribers out there, Therapy Notes is proudly introducing ePrescribe. Try it today with no strings attached and see why everyone is switching to Therapy Notes, now featuring ePrescribe. You can get 2 months free by using promo code CHAT at therapynotes.com. Trauma Therapist Network is a website to learn about trauma and how it shows up in our lives and to find a trauma therapist. Go to traumatherapistnetwork.com to find a trauma therapist near you today.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure. Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
Just another reminder that if you'd like to become a member of Therapy Chat, supporting the podcast while receiving fun member perks and being able to communicate with me one-on-one, go to patreon.com/therapychat. If every subscriber donated just $1 per month, Therapy Chat would be able to keep going strong indefinitely. Thanks so much for your support.
Thank you for listening to Therapy Chat with your host, Laura Reagan, LCSWC. For more information, please visit therapychatpodcast.com.